If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
And we're joined by Scott Kleinberg, social media strategist. Technology can be frustrating when it starts misbehaving, and Scott is with us today to help us figure out what's wrong. Our devices sometimes do weird things, don't they, Scott?
Yeah, they do. Good morning. You said it very well. Usually there's a reason for tech weirdness, even if it's not obvious right away. Your phones, your computers, your tablets, they're all doing a lot at once. They're connecting to the internet, checking email, they're running apps, they're storing photos, they're also updating software, and they're handling all those notifications. So when one piece gets stuck or weak or overloaded, your device can start acting strangely.
Now, when that happens, it doesn't necessarily mean your device is broken, does it?
That's absolutely right. And honestly, it's usually not broken. It may need a better internet connection. There could be an app that may have frozen. It could be low on storage space. There could be an update that's waiting to be installed. And those are some of the most common causes of everyday tech trouble.
Now, you mentioned problems with the internet connection. Let's start with that, because that is often a source of a lot of frustration, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. You know, your phone, your tablet, your computer, you know, they can appear broken when the actual issue is that they're just having a hard time connecting properly to Wi-Fi, or in some cases, the cell service. You know, a website doesn't load, email doesn't refresh, video keeps pausing, or an app just keeps spinning. And often you cannot tell just by looking at the device that it's not properly connected. So, sometimes you can, but not always.
So when that happens, what do you recommend people to do?
The first thing is look for the Wi-Fi symbol on your device, or those cell signal bars, you know, usually 1 to 5. And if you're at home, check whether another device can get online. If your phone, tablet, and computer are all having trouble, that's a very, very strong sign that the internet connection is the problem, not that all three devices are failing.
And you know what? We hear a lot that you should just reboot, that's the solution to everything. Is it really?
Well, I mean, you know, you can start by turning Wi-Fi off and then back on, and then you can reconnect. And if that doesn't help, then yeah, you can restart your home internet router. But you want to do it a little bit with some thought. You want to unplug it, you want to wait about 30 seconds, you want to plug it back in, give it a few minutes to reconnect. Now, for me, I usually reboot the device, then I do the router, because the router takes a little bit longer to come back online.
Yeah, it's kind of a joke, isn't it? Just reboot. That's the answer to all tech problems, it seems, sometimes.
It's funny, though, because it used to be a joke, and now it's one of the most common pieces of advice. I never would have thought in a million years that would be the case. But we've learned so much over the years that when it comes to technology, just like the devices themselves, they get stuck, routers get stuck. What restarting is doing is giving a fresh connection to the internet provider. So you may notice a general slowness in your connection. And if you do that and you reboot your router, it can actually speed things up.
Another thing that happens all the time, an app appears to be frozen. What about that? What's actually happening there?
What's actually happening is the app is trying to load information, or it's trying to connect to the internet or process something going on in the background. And you might tap an icon and nothing happens. The screen stops responding. Or you may see one of those really annoying spinning circles that never goes away. Or the app suddenly closes.
Yeah, we keep tapping when that happens many times, don't we?
That is what we do, but actually too much tapping can make the experience more frustrating and not move the needle at all. So I always tell people, if it doesn't respond after a few seconds, close the app completely, then reopen it. If you're on a computer, quit the program, start it again.
And why does quitting help?
Quitting is a lot like rebooting in some ways. It stops whatever part of the app got stuck and lets the app start fresh. So for those of us who still actually use our phones for talking, it's similar to hanging up and calling back when a call has a bad connection.
And what if that doesn't work?
Well, then we go back to the tried and true restart. That's when I would restart the device.
Yeah, there we go again. Restart, reboot, but sometimes that's the answer, isn't it?
But yes, absolutely. And it sounds generic, but it's honestly not a waste of time because that restart is clearing temporary clutter. It's closing background processes that can get stuck. It frees up working memory. And overall, it just gives the device a clean start. And it feels like it shouldn't work. But more often than not, it does the trick. And I always say, don't knock it until you try it. Hmm.
Is it always safe to restart? Sometimes you're afraid you're going to erase something or mess something up.
A normal restart is not going to erase anything. It's a good question, but it's simply turning the device off and back on. I think the worst thing that might happen in that scenario is you lose a tab in your browser and you need to reopen it.
Continuing with media strategist Scott Kleinberg, and the takeaway from what we've been talking about so far, Scott, is it's worth taking a couple of minutes to reboot instead of fighting with your device for an hour or more, right?
That is exactly right, Bob. Honestly, it's one of the simplest ways to rule out a temporary glitch.
Let's talk about what happens when the device you're on is slow. And we kind of assume, well, it's just old. But that may not be the reason for that, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, it may be older, but, one common reason devices slow down is that they are nearly out of storage space. Photos, videos, downloaded files, old apps, attachments, they can quietly fill a phone, tablet, or computer, and they can do it quickly. Things take up more space. Photos and videos now are so much larger because the quality is so much higher than it was just a few years ago.
And low storage can cause more problems than just slowing down your device. Is that right?
That's exactly right. It can prevent software updates from installing. It can stop you from taking photos. It can make it so you can't download an attachment or save a file. And it can make your apps just generally less reliable.
So what's a sensible way to clean things up?
Well, start with old downloads and duplicate files and screenshots, videos you no longer need, apps you haven't used in a long, long time. But don't rush to delete important photos or documents. You always want to make sure you have a backup first.
Yeah, we've talked about this before, that updates and backups are another thing that we tend to put off, don't we?
Yeah, we do. But, updates always seem to arrive at the wrong moment, but they fix bugs and they improve security and they make apps work better with your device. So if you keep postponing them, you may eventually run into problems that could have been prevented just by updating.
We will post our conversation a little later on if you go to our show page at WGNRadio.com so you can hear all of these tips again. And if you know someone who can use them, you can send this conversation to somebody else. So why don't you sum it up, Scott? Give us your simple guide to troubleshooting a device.
Absolutely. So first, check the basis. Is it charged? Is the Wi-Fi connected? Simple things like that. Then close and reopen the app or program that's giving you the problem. Then save your work, restart the device. And remember that you can also restart your router. Do the device first, then the router. Check for official software or app updates. Those are very important. And finally, if the problem continues, look at your storage space, or if you need to, contact official support, because sometimes it's something you just can't diagnose yourself. But many times, one of those things in the checklist will get you back to where you need to be.
I think I may have acted on some of those, or maybe all of them, except restarting the router. I'm afraid to do that, I think.
And you know what the interesting thing about that is, Bob? When I do that, it gives me a message and it says, note, this may take up to 12 minutes to accomplish. 12 minutes without internet is like a year. So I totally understand.
All right. Let's get to the Genius Bar question from a listener. Bob, can you please ask Scott about cookies? What are they? Yeah, let's start there. What are cookies for people who don't know?
I have worked on this over the years because so many people ask me, and I think I perfected it. So think of a cookie like a coat check ticket. When you visit a website, it gives your browser a little ticket. When you come back or when you click to another page, your browser shows the ticket. So the site remembers things like you're logged in, what was in your shopping cart, your language preference. It's basically just something that remembers your place in line. You can look at it that way as well.
And you get that message sometimes. This site accepts cookies. Then you have a chance to opt out of that, don't you?
You do. And that brings up a really, really good point. There's different kinds of cookies. It'll say something like necessary cookies only. Those you have to do. Those make the site work. They keep you logged in or they remember what's in your cart. A lot of times you have to do that. But then there's preference cookies and there's analytics cookies. There's advertising cookies where they remember certain things about you to show targeted ads in your area. You do not have to accept those. Some people like that, but you absolutely do not have to accept those.
I'll stick with chocolate chip. Scott Kleinberg, we'll talk again next Tuesday. Thank you. Have a good one, Scott.
Take care, Bob. You too.